Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Diane DeRest is here. Diane is a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 7 years now, she's been hanging out with us. In fact, 7 years this month. How about that? CEO of DeRest Communications, Inc., author of the outstanding book, Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz, and she's a licensed speech pathologist, and our good friend, Diane DeRest. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be here. I didn't realize it was 7 years this month.
How about that?
Exciting.
I know.
I want to say, Jim, I heard what you were saying about proposals, and I want to underscore that you don't want to send it into a black hole. You want to present it, but here's what happens. If you have sloppy speech, you're going to undermine your success with those proposals.
So you're saying some people, until they learn how to speak properly, some people are better off mailing it? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I was just pointing out in the previous segment that how important I think it is that there's small business owners who most of the time are not professional speakers, are professional speakers in terms of being a keynote. Are professional speakers when they deliver proposals to present to customers. And so
that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It is a professional presentation. You may not be a paid speaker, but it is a professional presentation.
Oh, listen, Diane, I've made presentations to customers, and my very professional existence depended upon that moment.
Exactly. And so I don't know that people realize the impact and the power and the ROI of the spoken word. And speaking is now the competitive advantage.
Yeah.
Because everything is so commoditized that what makes you stand out is your presentation and the relationship you develop.
Well, there are a gazillion tweets. There are a gazillion likes on Facebook, right? And a quadrillion blogs. But when you're speaking, that's a human voice. And people, it almost stands out nowadays, doesn't it?
It does. And as I've been working in my living laboratory over a number of years, I've discovered there are some commonalities of ways that people undermine their success through the spoken word.
Talk to us about those.
Well, one of the most common ones, as you know, are non-words or fillers.
Yeah.
Basically. And we all use them. But when you're on a phone or even face-to-face and every other word is, instantly the perception is that you're not prepared or that you don't know what you're talking about. It definitely communicates a lack of confidence. So the good news is you don't have to continue to present like that. All you need to do is learn to pause. It's that simple.
And one of the ways
to reduce them, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that when I was a pup learning how to sell, one of my mentors talked about mannerisms. A mannerism is anything. He in those days they described it as what you doing something, you making a gesture, the same gesture over and over, or something like that, or maybe not gesturing. But I've expanded. A mannerism is anything that causes your audience to watch or listen to that instead of what you're saying.
Yes.
So if you show up and you're dressed in an inappropriate way, that's a mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
If you give too many gestures, that's a mannerism. If you give no gestures, that's a mannerism. As you said, the words, that's what a lot of people don't realize is those non-words are mannerisms, in my opinion.
Right, and you don't have to have them. Simply practice and prepare. The more prepared you are, the fewer you're going to have. Mm. Don't wing it.
There's another thing that you talked about being prepared. Another thing that's not non-words, but it's too many words. If you've ever heard someone, and sometimes you'll hear this on radio or on television, people who don't think they don't have enough to say will repeat themselves.
Exactly.
Diane DeRest is here today, ladies and gentlemen. She's a 6-year member of our Brain Trust. She's been here for 6 years. You know, I just because I was trying to drag it out. People will do that too, and it's something. It reminds me of what you're saying about non-words.
Well, I once worked with a manager who had a difficulty in his meeting, so I watched him and I said, "No, you run a meeting very well. Stand up and do a presentation." No, that. And so I listened, and what I realized is he was saying the same thing three times. Mm-hmm. And I said, "That's why people are confused."
Yeah.
Say it once. Well, I'm not sure if they understand. If they don't understand, they'll ask. Say it once.
Well, it's okay to say something, and then later in your presentation, mm-hmm. if you feel like you need to, you know, especially if it's important, you want to emphasize it, but not three times in a row for sure. All right, what's next?
So what's next is uptalk, and this is an epidemic. Sunday morning, my husband and I were watching CBS, and there was someone talking, a guest, about food or nutrition and recipes. And this woman was up talking every single sentence.
Yes.
Her voice would go up to the point where my husband started commenting, and he's not even a speech coach. So it's to your point, when people start focusing on how you're saying something, you lose the what.
It's the fingernail. It's also like a fingernail on a chalkboard, too, in a way.
Yes.
If people do it. So you've heard. I've heard this. I've known people like this that, and I know a person who that's the way he talks all the time.
Yes. Well, you know what's interesting, Jim? It is generational. You find it among millennials more than any other group.
Interesting.
And my husband said, "Well, why does she speak like that?" I said, "It's a habit. It's her peer identity. It's generational, and she may not even realize how
right.
she sounds." But you will lose credibility instantly if you are coming across mm-hmm. with a proposal and you sound like that.
Uptalking is for emphasis when it's appropriate, not as a way of speaking.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's a rising inflection. So in
yeah.
American English, if the voice goes up, it sounds like a question.
Right.
So automatically you're saying and communicating that you're tentative.
And the second time, the second time that you go up in a row, people pick up on it, and they're already saying, is that real, or are they just up talkers?
Right. So now it's a pattern.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
they're thinking, well, are you sure or aren't you? So if you're making a declaration, bring your voice down at the end of the sentence.
Right.
This is a declaration.
Right.
This is a question.
So, Diane, I need your website, please.
Diresta.com, D-I-R-E-S-T-A, Diresta.com.
We got some more sloppy speech habits, and one that I'm going to ask Diane about, and it has to do with grinding. You might be surprised to hear about this. I finally heard the term for it. It's something that bugs me. Grinding, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Diane Diresta.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.